Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, like I said, it was quite a week this week. The Dow was off 0.7, S&P off 1.3%. NASDAQ had a tough week. It finished off down 1.9%, a little bit of a rally yesterday. The MSCI International Index down 1.3%. 10-year Treasury pretty much flat, 4.26. Oil had a pretty good week, up 2% again. Year-to-date, we're up almost 9% on oil. That's a pretty big move. Think about it. It was down double digits, now back up. So oil's volatile. $87.28 a barrel. And you got bonds, again, flat for the week, 95.78. Year-to-date, up about 1%. So I got this question about all this going on, the volatility happening. And this came from George from Fairfax. And it was really a bigger question than I think George realized he was asking at the moment it came out, because this was kind of all over the place. So let's look at it this way. The question that he asked me was, will the restart of the student loan payments hurt the economy? So if you think about it, okay, we heard the news this week and now kids are going to have to start paying their loans back and could be graduate students and et cetera. So you're still kids in my mind. But anyway, you're paying back your loans, okay? And the question is that going to hurt the economy? You think, well, no, it's not a big deal, or is it? So good question, George. Let's get into it. So the rule now is student loan debt, the repayment of that debt is going to start October 1st. And as you recall, it's been 3 years that the pause button, boop, has been pushed, and we haven't had to worry about it. So will the economy slow down as a result of that? Well, restarting student loan payments, I don't think, is going to have a substantial impact on the economy, but I've got some other news to share with you. So let me first start out with why I don't think it's going to have a big impact on the economy overall. Here's why. The numbers just aren't big enough. $190 billion over a three-year period is not big enough to move, get this, a $20 trillion economy. Yeah, $20 trillion. So you could just see the numbers right there. The resumption of these payments also won't be big enough to have a direct impact on the economy because there are about 40 million Americans that have federal student loans. And so estimates for the average monthly payment, depending on where you read, it varies, of course, but I'm going to call it between $200 and $400 a month. So let's do some math, shall we? I know it's early. Take a sip of coffee. I'll do the same. Hopefully you have some turmeric in there. It makes me feel good. Just try it out, by the way. You know, I was like, I don't want it. Anyway, let's go. If we take a true worst case scenario, and I'm going to assume that all 40 million of those folks pay $400, which according to this survey is the maximum, a month, which, by the way, is not even close to accurate, then the cost to the U.S. economy over the next year would be $192 billion. 40 million times 4,800. Are you with me? Okay. I know. It's too early to do math. Anyway, again, for a $20 trillion economy, that's less than 1% of the economy. And the money isn't gone, as it's going to go towards other government programs that spend money in the economy, all right? So bottom line, I don't think, George, the resumption of the student loan payment will be a material macroeconomic negative that I've been talking about here for the last few weeks in terms of the hard landing scenario, right? Because we're still waiting for that. But here's what I was talking about a minute ago, George, and here's why I think your question is pretty insightful, because here's why the restart of payments could be another cut or another negative on the overall trajectory that we've enjoyed so far this year, because we're still up overall. So if we have a hard landing, it's likely going to be different than the last two that we've experienced. Namely, the tech stock bubble. Remember in 2000? Remember it like it was yesterday. Still remember my friend packing up his U-Haul and driving his family down the street in 2000. And, of course, the 2008 collapse of the housing market, which put us into the Great Recession. So, if you recall, those events were ground zero for the ultimate economic slowdown. But this time, I think it's going to be different. And here's why. An economic hard landing, I don't think, at least at the moment, is going to be caused by any sort of concentrated event. I think it's going to be caused via a death by, I'll call it, 1,000 cuts. Because while none of these headwinds that we're seeing right now that are facing the economy are substantial on their own, as you take them together, they're starting to add up. So, George, that's why I think it's a good question. Consider the current environment we're in right now. Right now, there's higher interest rates. Right now, banks are starting to lend less, especially when you look at the regional bank levels who've been having the troubles like Silicon Valley Bank, First Republic, etc. Also, as we talked about last week, soon the exhausted savings, right? There was lots of money saved through the pandemic, the stimulus, lockdowns, etc. Well, guess what? That's soon to be completely exhausted. We also saw recently the wage gains. Those are slowing down. So people are making less now. They're not keeping up with inflation. Also, you've got asset price going down. Stocks, bonds, which you just saw this past week. And next month, we've got now, on October 1st, the resumption of the student loan payment. So overall, the resumption of these loan payments, I don't think it's going to be a direct negative on the economy, but it adds to a long and still growing list of economic headwinds. And the larger the list grows, the harder that wind current becomes, just like if you have been in a storm or a hurricane or a tornado, at some point, you're not going through that. It just slows you down. It's just a matter of nature. So as those cuts continue, that's the bigger chance of that hard landing crack and then a fracture occurring. And that could be coming. So that's what I think there, George. And I think that's a really good question. So where will this headwind hurt? It's going to be in the consumer discretionaries, your retailers, and to a lesser extent, the banks, because the kids that were basically spending their money on stuff now got to have to pay the loans back, right? So they're going to stop buying those sort of things. And that's where I expect to see the next sort of slowdown in the market. Now, overall, I still like things pretty much, but I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I think with September upon us and October coming and the combination we've seen with inflation still and the Fed sort of being unknown a little bit, then we got some headwinds to deal with the next couple of months. So just realize it's still not too late to take some profits and redeploy it to some more conservative fixed income that's still paying historically pretty good rates. This week coming up, we're going to see the consumer price index. That's a big deal. See how we're doing with inflation there. And that will confirm whether inflation's going the right way or the wrong way. And that, again, could be another issue that we have to face. So rising oil prices, shelter costs really not dropping very much. This is serving as the catalyst, I think, for the market ahead.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.